Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, we are grateful just for being present today. Present in the house of God, huh? Present in His presence. Yes. Yes, we're in the presence of God. And we are just grateful. We are just grateful. We are grateful for everything that God is doing, even though many times we don't understand. We don't have a clue. We don't understand what He's doing, but we know that He loves us. Mm-hmm. And He's working it out. Whatever it is, He's working it out. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. Listen to that. That's 1 John 4:15. So if anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. So they're intertwined. The spirit become intertwined and become one. Oh, just like a married couple, just become married. Oh, glory to God. That's 1 John 4:15. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the opportunity that You have given us. Oh, we are just grateful, Lord. We are grateful for Your many blessings that You continue to shower upon us. We ask, God, that You look upon this country, this world, Lord. Oh, Master, we need a Savior. We need a Savior, God. Many times we are following the wrong things. We're looking the wrong way. We're being deterred. Yeah, the spirit of distraction, it comes and takes us away to the left. Yeah, to the right. And we never can get back to that steadfastness. It's in Your presence, God. Oh, Master, we need help. We need help. Oh, we need help. And we're crying out to You this day, God. As we open up our hearts and we open up our ears, we open up our understanding, oh, God, to You, to hear what You have to say to us. And we will be careful to give You all praise. We will give You all honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. We know that this is the season that many people acknowledges the birth of Jesus. Yeah. And I say many. I'm talking about the believers in Christ because the believers understand that it was Jesus' birthday. Yeah. It's not about us. It was Jesus' birthday. This is His birthday. And we celebrate His life. Yeah. We celebrate the day that He appeared on this earth. This is the celebration. This is what it's really about. Even though we see where we are helping each other and we see those that are in need, some of the things that we're doing today were actually going on in that era as well. Yeah. Giving, sharing, being concerned about one another, looking over the sick, the elderly. Yeah, the widow. Huh? The sick. Yes, yes. These things were going on even in Jesus' day. Yeah, yeah. Even when Jesus was being birthed, when He was appearing on earth, those things were going on. Yeah, yeah. And we see that we have learned, as generation after generation, we have learned how to continue doing the same things, being concerned about one another, sharing, helping those that are in need. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what it's about. This is what our jobs are, yeah, as believers in Christ. Yeah, you always have something to do. Don't ever tell me that you don't have nothing to do. There's plenty, 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 plenty to do. Plenty. Yeah. But the Bible said that what? The harvest is what? The harvest is ripe. But the laborers are what? They're few. Few in numbers. Why? Because Many times our spiritual eyes are closed and we can't see. We can't see. We can't see and we don't hear what the Spirit is saying to us. Why? Because we're walking in the flesh and not in the Spirit. Glory to God. Have mercy. We need mercy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But those of us who are about our Father's business, who are about the sick and the needy, who are about the elderly and concerned about the children who are being mentally abused, who are concerned, oh, we give you praise right now. Yeah. And we ask God to continue to look upon you and bless you. Oh, yes, and your work will not be in vain. Oh, glory to God. Yeah. Yes, so we know that we have been studying about Jesus. Yeah, this is the time of year that, well, this is not just the time of year because we talk about Jesus all the time. All the time. It's Jesus or nothing. But we know that this is the season when he was born. This is his birthday. Yeah, Jesus has a birthday. And that's what I always tell the kids. It's not your birthday anyway, okay? It's not your birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. Uh-huh. So Jesus came to earth through his mother Mary and with his earthly father Joseph. Yeah, that's how he appeared. Yeah, yeah, we talked last week about how Mary was chosen, yeah, to bring Jesus into the earth. And we see that the purpose for Jesus on his arrival was to save the sick, the sin-sick world, yeah, yeah. It was a sin-sick world then, and is very much a sin-sick world today. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Still sick, still full of sin. Yeah, yeah, but thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that all of us are not sick. All of us are not walking in sin. Some of us have seen the light. Glory to God. Our eyes are open. Yeah. So here we know that we're talking to the believers, and the believers celebrate his birthday, the gift that God gave to us. Yeah. Our Redeemer. That's who he is, our elder brother. Hallelujah. Yeah. So the question remains, how can we accept his gift? Only through receiving the plan of salvation that God has in place for all who, what? Who believe. You got to believe. You got to believe. Hallelujah. You got to believe. So it's a time we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And so we know that we have been just talking about him, Jesus, the Messiah. We all have sisters and brothers in Christ so close. Some of us have them more closely to us than our own family members. Yeah, I'm talking about the sisters and brothers in Christ who you engage with, or you have meetings with, or you have prayer groups. Yeah, these are your sisters and brothers in Christ. So the relationships are only different because this is not your fraternal sister, you know, this, your parents didn't birth this particular child. Yeah, but it seemed like it, and it feels like it. It feels right. It's a good fit. Yeah, because, see, when Christ does it, when he fixes it, when he puts the shoe on it, and when he molds it and he shapes it, it feels perfect. Yeah, and that's how some of our relationships are with each other, those who are in Christ. Yeah. Yeah, the connection is strong, even more stronger than our real sisters and brothers. Yeah, think about it. Yeah. So we're going to move quickly into John. We're going to go to John 1 through 40. Yeah. We're going to start at verse verse 40, and we're going to go from verse 40 to verse 45. Yeah, so it's just five verses, and we're going to just do it real quickly. And it says here, well, here in John chapter 1, verse 40, we see that Andrew, Simon Peter, his brother, was one of the two who heard that John had said, had heard what John had said, who had followed Jesus. Yeah, now listen to this, because I want to bring clarity to what's going on here. Let me bring a little clarity to what's going on here. And let's go from there. We're going to move quickly to Matthew's. I think Matthew's chapter 4, verse 18 is going to give us a better perspective. Matthew's chapter 4 and verse 18, and it starts off by saying, Jesus was out for a walk beside the Sea of Galilee. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. Two brothers. And so they were casting out their nets into the lake, for they were what? They were fishermen. Imagine a beautiful day, nice breeze, clear skies, blue water. Oh, I could just imagine that right now. Jesus was out taking a walk by the Sea of Galilee. Think about that. Usually they wore sandals, and a lot of times the sand was getting between your toes. Oh, I love to be around water. For whatever reason, I love it. So he spotted two brothers who just so happened to be fishermen. Listen to this. Now, this is Jesus, because we're talking about him. We're talking about some of the things that Jesus did. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. When he had grown up. Yeah. He's no longer a baby. He's no longer in the manger. So verse 19 says, come, follow me, Jesus, and I will make you fishermen of men. Now, this is what Jesus said. And he said this to Andrew, Simon, who was later called Peter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, two brothers. He told them to come. Because, see, for one thing, they had very unique trade, one that can be applied in the physical as well as in the spiritual. And Jesus knew that. Yeah. Jesus, so full of wisdom, so full of knowledge. He knew that. Yes. Verse 19 says, come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishermen of men. The question is, do you think they knew the meaning of that statement? Do you think they understood that? Thinking about before you started to walk with God. Think about before you started to walk. Before you even knew him. Just think about that. Becoming a fisherman of men. Did you feel capable? Did you have leadership ability? Did you have that? Were you eager to know about Jesus? Did you have that? Did you have that gumption, that urgency? Yeah. Did you have that? Verse 20 says, at once they left their nets and followed him. Sound eager? Sound eager to me. A sense of what? Direction. They had a sense of direction already. A sense of direction. Yes. Look at this. Verse 21 says, as they journeyed on, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father, Zebedee, preparing their nets. And Jesus called them. Yeah. Verse 22 says, immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Who is him? They followed Jesus. Look at that. Notice the verbs that were used, at once and immediately. So was there any hesitation? Didn't sound like it to me. More of a urgent call, huh? More of something being rapid, more of something being an aggressiveness, a very assertive. Sound like that to me, huh? So the quality that Peter, Andrew, and John and James had was one sure thing that they had. One sure thing that is so important in the ministry. And they were good followers. You got to be a follower before you become a good leader. Hello? Anybody talking to me? Anybody could attest to that. You got to be a good follower before you can be a good leader. Yes. So they had that ability because Jesus told them to come. And what? They came without hesitation. They were obedient. Huh? Yeah. Jesus. So we're going back to John chapter 1. Yeah. In verse 40. And it says here that John and Peter and Andrew, yeah, they all had followed Jesus. Thinking about getting your sister or your witness, huh? Think about that. Thinking of how to get them to come and witness to them. A great moment when Jesus is present. So Jesus is asking them to come, and he's beckoning them to come because Jesus can see the quality that they have. You know, many times you may not know what your ability is. You may not even think you can. But oh, glory to God. Jesus can see it. 41 says, the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah, that is the Christ. Now, wowee. See, when you're doing the searching, when you're looking, huh? Anybody searching out there? Anybody listening for that voice? Anybody spending quality time listening to hear Jesus? Can you remember when you felt like you had found him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you remember that? How happy you were. The joy that flooded your soul. How you wanted to just stay in his presence. How you wanted to tell everybody that you saw. Oh, that's a burning, just, it's like you're on fire. Yeah, and all you do is talk about Jesus. Yeah, glory to God. Verse 42 says, and he brought him to Jesus. Think for a moment of being brought to Jesus. Remember the time he was, at this time, Jesus was an earthly being. He was an earthly being. So, yes, he can be. You could have been brought to him. You could have been in his presence. Awesome, huh? Just think about that, to be in the presence of Jesus, to hear how he would speak with his heavenly language he would have, and with the knowledge and the clarity, oh, that the people would hear. Think about that. Oh, you wouldn't want to leave. So verse 40, and it says, Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas, which translate into Peter. Yes, into Peter. He says, Jesus really knows your name. He does. He knows who you are. Remember, he was the one that created us. Yeah, so he knows everything there is about us. He knows our beginning and he knows our end. It says here, sure, you may feel like you're the furthest thing from God. And many times we do. We feel like we're further from God than we ever have been. Certainly in these trying times that many of us are witnessing today, families that are lacking food, families are lacking shelter. Many of us may feel that Jesus is far from us. But I want to let you know that he's only a prayer away. Yeah, just a prayer. Huh? Yeah, prayer away. And if it's, when we say a prayer could just be, Father, I need help. Yeah, that's a prayer. Because prayer is nothing more than communicating with God. You talking to God and allowing him to talk back to you. Yeah, yeah, that's all. Yeah. So, Father, I need help. Is a prayer. I'm here to tell you. Yeah. And he will hear you because he don't just look at your outer man, but he looks at the inner man. He looks at your heart. Oh, and he sees the sincerity that's in your heart. Yes. Jesus, he calls Philip and Nathaniel. Mm-hmm. 43 says, the next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, and Jesus told him to follow him. So here we see, as Jesus is walking, he's constantly telling us to follow me, to follow me. Now, how many times have we followed him and we've gotten on the wrong road? We've gotten off of the track. We went into a dead end, a dead road. We took the wrong turn. Yeah. But he tells us to follow him. To follow him. And see, in following him, there are many ways that we can follow him. We follow him when we listen. Yeah. When we stay in tune. Oh, yeah. We follow him when we have secret prayer and secret time with him. Oh, this is how we follow him. Yeah. So Jesus is asking us to follow him today, just as he did the disciples. Yeah, 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 yeah. Verse 44 and 45 says, Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from a town called Bethsaida. I know that because I know that it's hard for me to pronounce it, but they have a town in Maryland, right in D.C., outside of D.C., with that same name. And for whatever reason, I can't pronounce it, but it's Bethsaida. Yeah, yeah. And so here we see Philip followed Nathaniel and told him, we have found the one that Moses wrote about in the law. Girl, look, when you listen at that, you hear, you know, think about how you, when you're looking for something and when you get there and you find the real thing, when you find the real deal, you know you're excited. Yeah, you're excited. Oh, and he's saying here, we have found the one that Moses has wrote about. Moses wrote about him in the law. And about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. We done found him. Glory to God. We got laid eyes on him. Oh, glory to God. Look at this. Jesus. Yeah. Are you looking? Are you looking for Jesus? Are you following? Are you eager to follow? Follow me. Follow me. And I will make you fishermen. I'm going to make you fishermen of men. All you got to do is pick up my word and learn about me. Glory to God. Huh? He is ever present. Huh? My sister, my brother, he's ever present. He is Jesus. Yeah. The son of a living God. Hallelujah. Nathaniel went on to ask, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Now, I want you to just put a pin right there because we see that today. We see that so much today. Yeah, yeah. They may not say come out of Nazareth, but they may say come out of that family. Yeah, can anything good come out of that family? Yeah, you could have been a family. You could have come from a family that was terrible. You could have come from a family that did drugs or sold drugs or was like a obtutional house. What you call it? They call them I can't think of the name of those houses, but you could have come from a family that was so the opposite of everything God stood for. Theft, stealing, lies, huh? Deception, incest, adultery. I mean, you could have come from that. But, oh, glory to God, I'm here to tell you that he will wash you. He will wash you. He will wash you whiter than snow. He can come and hose you out. And make you clean, white than snow.
Yeah.
He can purify you. He could bring you into right standard with him. No matter what they say, or no matter where you came from, no matter what your background looked like, you could have been a harlot. But it's okay, because he can save a harlot too. Glory to God. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a real Savior. I'm talking about Jesus. Mary's baby, I'm talking about him. Familiar. When people talk about you, yeah, and people keep talking about you and reminding you of your past. But it's okay. It's okay. And you see, the minute you start saying where you come from, they will stop. Or the minute you stand up and you say, I'm a child, that I came out of this and I came out of that. But oh, look at me now. Look at what the Lord has done. Huh? Oh, yeah, they get quiet. They get quiet. They ain't going to say that no more. Why? Because, see, it was never a secret. But it was something that they was using to dismay you and keep you feeling under their foot. But, oh, when you open up your mouth and you proclaim that, look at what Jesus has done with me. I am a living example. Hallelujah. What can you say now? What can you say now? He came and he cleaned me and he washed me and he gave me a new song and he put new words in my mouth and he took out all that gall. He removed it. He removed that stony heart. He removed the heart of wickedness. Did you hear what I said? And he came and he purified me. And he gave me a sanctified dance. Hallelujah. And he moved my tongues. Now I can speak another language. Glory to God. Yeah. Only Jesus can do that. Only. He can give me the Holy Spirit that comes and leads and guides me into all truths. The minute I stand and I proclaim the goodness of Jesus, when I proclaim how he brought me, huh, and where he brought me from, oh, the devil got to go. He got to go, because everything has been opened up, everything has been exposed, and it's all about the glory, all about the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is our Redeemer. He's our Redeemer. He is our Savior. Look at Jesus. Follow him, huh? Follow Jesus. And he'll make you what? He's going to make you a fisherman. And how you going to fish? How you going to fish? You're going to proclaim the word of God. You're going to live a life that's pleasing to him. And men, girls, and boys would see you and know that something in you that's different, and they will desire to have you. Whatever that is, they want it. Be our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us this day, Master. We thank you, God, for our listeners, and we ask you, God, to continue bless us and use us. Show us how to keep following you. In Jesus' name. Amen. We look back. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. Yeah, with Victorious Living. And, of course, on Sunday evenings with God Favorite Ministry with Pastor George. Oh, it is a good day. It is a good day. It is time for us to follow Jesus. It's time for us to make fishermen. To make fishermen. Yeah, we're going to make other fishermen. Yeah, fishermen of men. Yeah, yeah, we're going to pull them in. Yeah, we're going to teach. We're going to teach them how to pray. We're going to teach them spend time with God. Yeah, glory to God. This is the season, and Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen.